Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Francona reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Power moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Pearsall chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Held. Held fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Held. Daly goes all the way around to score. Button moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Power reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Power scores. Francona moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Schroll now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball towards center. Keough catches it and throws to second to double up Francona. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Martin applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. One out. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Baxas pinch hits for George Strickland. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Baxas now playing third base. Al Sicott now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Pete Daly. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroll bunts towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Don Budden. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Sammy White now catching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott bunts towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from White and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Al Schroll. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.